unless it's a plastic, you know, flower. But if it's long, just live flower, you have to put it in some.
Get back.
You would have to put it in some way. You could, you know, keep it warm.
You could use a vase for that sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, you could use a vase for that.
What different kinds of utensils did you use to eat with when you had a regular meal?
Oh, we had spoons. We had forks. Food forks. And we had, you know, we had knives. Usually had big spoons. That was a cook spoon, which your mother made her bread with, you know, like stir things with.
Yes, ma'am. Well, after you had eaten a meal and you washed the dishes, what would you do to them to get the soapy water off of them?
You would have, you wash your dishes. The way I usually did, I had a pan that I would wash dishes in, and I had another pan with clear water in. And as I wash my dishes, I would rinse them in this clear water.
Did you have some kind of a rag or cloth that you use when you wash them?
Oh yeah, you have to have a dishcloth. People used to use little flour sacks, because we used to buy flour in cloth sacks.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you don't hardly see that now unless it's a large size, you know, sack. But we used to buy it in flour sacks, wash the flour sacks out, and that was our dishcloth.
Did you have something like some kind of rag you used when you dry?
Dry, right.
What did you call that?
A dish towel. Or either cook towel.
Did you have something maybe about the size of your hand that you'd use when you were bathing your face?
You had a towel. Like either you washed your hands, just took your hands like this and soap them good and rub your face good. And that's the way you usually washed your face.
Yes, ma'am.
And then had a towel to dry it.
You were talking about a flour sack. See, what would you call one of these big old heavy cloth sacks? But real rough and
kind of
coarse material.
Well, now some of those sacks are what you call fertilizer sacks, and then some of them are feed sacks.
Yes.
You can buy this different feed, hog feed, chicken feed, and you know, in some of these sacks.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Is that anything like a croaker sack?
No, it's not a croaker sack. It's a rubber cloth sack. Yes, rubber cloth sack. See, this chicken feed and hog food. You know, people usually buy them in sacks, you know. And I've known people take them feed sacks and make dresses out of them. They would have different designs in them.
Is that right?
And getting up in them sacks together, you know. And I took them and made quilt linings out of them. After you get the feed out of them, you wash them out, and then you use for whatever you want to use it for.
Yes, ma'am. You know, in your kitchen, right over the sink, that thing that the water comes out of?
Yeah.